The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
There is a new important book on the environment, Climate and Energy, The Case for Realism. What it has is a series of experts writing about what we have done. It's called The Case for Realism. The realism is about what is really happening, and the so-called cures, which are way worse, in my view, and in the view, I think, of any rational person like Bjorn Lomborg. Much worse than the alleged catastrophic climate change matters. Again, the book is titled Climate and Energy, The Case for Realism. The editor is E. Calvin Beisner, who is a professor himself. Professor Beisner, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show.
Thank you very much.
So this is a series of essays, and I just want you to know, I know virtually everyone who has commented on your book. I know Wayne Grudenwell, and I know Richard Lindzen. You and I were just at the ARC conference. Richard Lindzen was there. Richard Lindzen, folks, you should know, was regarded as the most knowledgeable climatologist in the United States at MIT for many decades. And he is on board with us that we're not talking about some existential threat. So what have you done here? Who have you compiled with the essays in the book?
Altogether, 16 different authors. I'll name just a few, really. But we've got 9 different climate scientists who have contributed, among them Dr. Roy Spencer of the University of Alabama at Huntsville. He and his colleague John Christie also contributed to the book. They operate NASA's Global Satellite Temperature Monitoring System. They're very well published in the peer-reviewed literature and so on. Dr. David LeGates is my co-editor. He's a retired longtime professor of climatology at the University of Delaware. And we have a chapter written by the late, great Dr. Pat Michaels of the University of Virginia. Michaels was the president of the National Association of State Climatologists for a long time, and various others. We also have some who have expertise in more than one field. For instance, Dr. Kees van Kooten, who is a professor of both climate science and environmental economics. We have energy experts in here. We have oceanographers, astrophysicists, and so on. So we're able to cover really the whole spectrum. We can talk about the contributions of the sun and the oceans and clouds and precipitation and evaporation and all of these different things. We've got experts on them to tell, climate is changing. Yeah, human activity contributes to that change. It is definitely not catastrophic. It's no existential threat. The real threat to humanity is poverty, which is a far greater threat to human life and prosperity than anything related to climate. And unfortunately, the cures to so-called man-made catastrophic climate change are far worse than the disease, which is something that even the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change acknowledges in its 2018 special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees. It says that even if we did nothing to slow climate change, human beings would be, on average, about, well, just short of 9 times better off in 2100 than they are now. So is it a catastrophe? No, it's not. Is it something that's got pros and cons? Yeah, there are costs and benefits to it, but the benefits of adaptation far outweigh the benefits of mitigation.
Who came out with that statement that in 2100 we'll be better off?
UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change 2018 Special Report on Global Warming of 1.5 Degrees.
That's astonishing.
Bjorn Lomborg, whom you mentioned a little bit ago,
yeah,
actually quoted that at length in one of his own articles.
That's it's frightening to think what is being done in the name of a non-existential threat. Your book is very important, sir. We're putting it up at DennisPrager.com. I thank you for writing it.
Wonderful.
Thank you for editing it. This is it. You want to know scientists who agree with us? Climate and energy, the case for realism.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.